Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it is a Tuesday, so that means we are joined by Seth Payne. You can hear him every day right here on Sports Radio 610, 6 to 10 a.m. on Payne and Pendergast. How you doing, Seth?
I'm good, guys. I'm rebounding. I'm starting to feel positive again.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's jump into this.
How about positive from yesterday?
Yeah, right, Lovey. How about hey, guys, hey, can we please be positive, okay? There's nothing I love better than somebody negatively compelling me to be positive.
We talked about this. That is really infuriating me.
He's
got to stop doing this.
It's like you're a guy on your high school team that's like, come on, guys. You got to want it like I do.
Yeah. I feel like he's got a sheet of paper, like a script in his hand about everything that Jalen Petrie did yesterday because he had all of his stats at the ready to be positive. So I hope he stops doing that. I did want to run a Lovey question by you. We talked about this a bit yesterday, and I disagree with Lovey because he said he's not – thinking that anything needs to change. No, we're not going to change anything. And I think when you have outcomes like they've had, especially in the fourth quarters, that are very, very similar, something needs to change. And they are having some kind of issue with not having their best players on the field. Mm-hmm. And my thought is, if you're the head coach, maybe he needs to give up those DC play-calling duties so he can have more focus on the decision-making process and everything when it comes to the full team, especially personnel and offensive moves. Your thoughts on if Lovey needs to give that up?
It's, you know, I don't think there's a blanket answer to that in any situation. A lot of times it comes down to just how good do you feel about whoever the defensive coordinator in waiting would be. And I don't know exactly who that would be. There's several candidates on the defensive side of the ball. Because sometimes, you might have at least one good thing going with the Texans right now, which is their ability to create turnovers. I think they're doing some good things in pass defense, or at least promising things in terms of pass defense. the run defense, it's not so much. So I'm always careful about that. I feel like that needs to be an off-season decision. I do wonder, though, and worry sometimes with defensive coaches that they are a little too laissez-faire with the offense. I thought Kubiak was too laissez-faire and just hands-off with the defense when he was here, and the only thing that really remedied it was getting Wade Phillips in as a defensive coordinator, which was that, Kubiak continued to be hands-off with the defense, but he had a really good defensive coordinator and good personnel out there, so it didn't matter. Yeah, this might be an instance where Lovey has to step in and say, okay, now wait a second. As a defensive coordinator, I got to be honest with you. When Rex Burkhead is on the field, it makes my life a whole lot easier. I get to coach my linebackers up a certain way. I get to call my defenses a certain way. That I don't even care. I don't know what they have in Ogunbowale. But the beautiful thing about that is that other defensive coordinators don't know what they have in Ogunbowale. The problem with Rex Burkhead is that there's 10 years of evidence that he's only capable of doing so many things. So, yeah, I think at the very least, if it's not relinquishing the defensive coordinator side of things, maybe it's taking a little bit more of a heavy hand or being a little bit extra friendly and suggestive when it comes to some of the personnel decisions.
Seth, does it seems to me like I'm hearing conversations about going and finding another running back and you know the way the roster's built and you know the usage of Rex Burkhead. And when it's all said and done, I mean, we're talking about guys that can't simply seem to understand or execute putting the best player on the field in the most critical moments of the game. I only said that, like, isn't it a little bit of a stretch, or there's clearly a disconnect in the way our minds think versus the way their minds think in a sense of we can't even get the best guys on the field in crunch time, and we're over here having a conversation about finding another running back.
Well, I guess, I mean, but that's the question, though, isn't it? I don't think you can just – I don't think that they think that the best guys aren't on the field. Mm. I mean, that's you really don't know what you have in Ogunbowale or what Royce Freeman is. I think that's when it comes down to, all right, why are there not better players on the roster? And why isn't – with Dameon Pierce, I guess that's the question is, all right, between Dameon Pierce and Rex Burkhead – I think in Lovie Smith's mind, his definition of best player might be the guy that he can rely on more or knows more, will do the right thing more consistently, even if it's not consistently explosive. So I don't think anybody's consciously saying, I don't want the best players on the field right now. I think they're just saying that Lovie Smith cares more about ball security, which is valid. Like, Dameon Pierce can't be putting the ball on the ground twice. That's pathetic. I mean, that's how I love Dameon Pierce and his energy, but man, if you fumble twice in a game, you're sometimes lucky you're not cut. Like, if he fumbled twice in one game and he was on a really good team, he might get cut the next day. So, especially if those fumbles are lost. So,
but he ain't getting cut here.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I think that's what it comes down to, is just a worldview right now of rather like conservatively not wanting to make mistakes more than actually being a hammer to a nail.
All right, Seth Payne here with us. Your thoughts, Seth, on the offense overall? They are struggling, and Davis Mills is getting a lot of the heat, and I think he deserves it with how he's played. But how much of this is on Pep? Because I think there is something there with, all right, he's conservative, and we know kind of Lovie Smith is, but where is this coming from? Is this Pep dealing with Lovie, or is this Pep dealing with the quarterback talent he has, or is this just Pep struggling himself?
I don't see. This is where I don't know how conservative he is. I think there's a tendency sometimes that when a quarterback doesn't connect on deep balls, we kind of act like he's never thrown them at all. Where, I mean, they're taking some shots to Nico Collins on down the sideline, and they actually have, they're about middle of the league in number of 20 plus yard pass plays. So it's not like they are in terms of air yards per attempt, they're, you know, closer to middle of the pack. So it's not like they're extremely conservative by NFL standards, but they just don't connect on a lot of those things. So I think that skews the perception of it a little bit. Maybe they get more, now they get conservative in the fourth quarter when that's a question of, all right, is that Pep Hamilton or is that Davis Mills just wanting to feed the ball to Rex Burkhead because he's a warm and comfy and relatively stationary blanket? You can just, if you want to throw the ball to Rex Burkhead, you don't have to lead him as much, and that's nice for a young quarterback. I think that Davis Mills right now, I think there's times where I don't know if he's actually going through his progressions, but he makes a show of going through his progressions. And then I think there's also times where he's screwing up reads on RPOs. You know, when that Kenyon Green was downfield, you know, obviously that was an RPO that should have gone differently. The one big play that freaks me out a little bit with Pep Hamilton was that sack at the beginning of the fourth quarter when the Texans had 8-man pass protection and two defenders in a 4-man rush came completely free. And there's so many things wrong with that, both with the way the players executed it, but also I think in Davis Mills not understanding what front he was seeing and possibly checking into a run there. But then also, like, the play action execution itself, this is where I'll go back to Pep Hamilton. There wasn't a guy on that field that was fooled by the play action. Like, every single guy, in the linebacking group, and the safeties took one step forward, then dropped back off into coverage. And I think that comes down to execution, which the offensive coordinator is in charge of. So yeah, I think we're three games into this, and there are a lot of inefficiencies, and there are a lot of guys who are playing poorly. And some of it's going to be on Pep Hamilton. We just don't really know how much until we get a few more games under our belt and see especially as the level of competition starts going up. So I'm skeptical right now. I'm skeptical, but I'm willing to change my mind.
Yeah, the crazy thing is for me, Seth, it's going to take some drastic changes in terms of the polos on the sideline to change minds, I think. I mean, like we were talking about it earlier, on the goal line down there, they're in 22 personnel and Philip Dorsett's the only receiver on the field. How does Philip – he was inactive 2 weeks ago. He wasn't good enough to get on the field over five other receivers or not even on the active roster over five receivers. How is that the guy that's out there? So, again, we talk about Damian Pierce and the Rex Burkhead dynamic. I mean, it's not the only time that it's very very trivial. Like, how do you plan 22 personnel all week long and Philip Dorsett is the guy, the only receiver on the football field, the only threat you have?
Yeah, and I think also I heard you talking in the post game, Clint, a little bit about this, and I agree with it. Okay, philosophically, if you're a guy that loves these heavy formations and condensed formations, that's all well and good. But your linebackers, your tight ends suck at blocking. Like you're trying to turn this thing into a rugby scrum, and you got a bunch of guys out there who are awful blockers. I don't know how wise that is. That just sometimes seems like doing something because you believe, like when you're going through your prayers, but you're not really feeling it. It's just something you do by habit. Are you really doing what you're supposed to be doing? No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.